So let's just start by having you guys introduce yourself and say who you are and what you do. And Mariana, why don't we start with you?
Yeah. So I'm Mariana Alfaro. I'm one of the anchors of Post Politics Now, which is the Post live update politics feed that you can find on the homepage every day of the week.
I'm Carmela Boykin. I'm on the Washington Post TikTok team. So day-to-day, I make TikToks. But then also I do some live interviews, and that's why I'm here, talking to you guys about Gen Z and politicians.
And my name is Matt Brown. I'm a reporter on the Washington Post Democracy team covering voting rights and election administration.
And to be clear, are you all, like, actual Gen Zers? Like, what is the what are you?
I consider myself a Zillennial.
A what?
A Zillennial.
A Zillennial?
I'm, like, right on the cusp, yeah.
Between Gen Z and Millennial.
Okay. I used to think I was a Millennial, and then I interacted with more Millennials, and I realized that I was, like, too bit on the younger edge to get a lot of the references, a lot of the, like, lifestyle choices, and then, but then I don't fully identify as Gen Z because I have a Gen Z sister. Like, she's hardcore Gen Z. She was born 2003. So, you know, when I see her and her friends, I feel ancient. So there's that weird between the people born 96 and I think like late 97 that are, you know, 25, 26 right now. We don't really fit fully in one category, but yeah.
Wait, so Carmela and Matt, are you guys also Zillennials?
No, I'm a full-on Gen Z, but I know exactly what you're talking about because you talk to some Gen Z who were born in like 2003 and you're like, oh, I'm Gen Z, but am I really Gen Z? Like, I'm the older part of Gen Z, which is a little weird.
Matt, what about you?
Yeah, 100%. I'm definitely a Zillennial as well. I was born right at the end of 1996, and my birthday is just a little bit after the election this year, actually. So I very much feel like I'm either the last of the Millennials some days, or I am this geriatric Gen Zer, and you know, not sure where to
get
put myself
here,
most
man.
Days, but but Zillennial is a good category, I think. I feel comfortable there.
So the reason that you guys are here is because you all have been covering politics in this midterm cycle, but also focusing on, in some ways, Gen Zers, who is this age group from people who were born, I guess, between 1997 and 2012. And that's been a big area of focus in this midterm election cycle. So talk a little bit more about why it's important to pay attention to Gen Zers. I mean, I feel like they are not the group that I would assume is the group that's going to make or break this election.
For sure. I think there are a lot of issues that are really impacting Gen Z, and because this year is the first year that Gen Z can run for federal positions, it's really exciting because all of the issues that Gen Z has been talking about of climate change and gun control, this is the first year they can really step up and take action on issues that are important to them.